This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Gaultz. In our last visit, we considered what Isaiah said about fasting in Isaiah 58. He made it clear that going through the ritual of fasting doesn't in itself impress God. He is concerned about our heart attitude and spiritual health in our walk, work, and worship. In the first two verses of Isaiah 59, the prophet points out, "Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear." The problem of ineffectiveness or our lack of power in our walk or what we attempt to do for God is not with God. If our hearts are right and nothing seems to happen, then we need to humbly trust in God to do what He determines is best. But if we allow unconfessed sin in our lives, that sin will come between us and Him. It will short-circuit the flow of God's power through us. What we need to do first is confess our sins to God so He can forgive. Then we need to turn from sin and surrender to God. When we have done this, we need to trust in His reach to embrace whatever the need is and in His power to deal with the need. He is able and desires to do this. Trust Him. When He does this, be sure to give Him the glory. Then you will begin to sense the embrace of God's strong arms enveloping you and upholding you. You will see the smile of God shining on you, and you will face the challenges before you with confidence and joy. This is the life God wants you to know personally. Take it by faith, and in humility, give Him thanks.